Welcome to Challenge Accepted. If this is your first time joining me, and a great big thank you to those who keep coming back for more. As it pertains to goals and overcoming challenges, have you ever purposefully asked yourself what you want out of this life? Or what goals you want to achieve? Or how you can give back to society, and so many other questions? And if you did ask yourself these important questions, did you write down a plan? What happened with your plan? Did you execute and achieve your goals or tasks? What did that feel like? Do you think you can implement that way of thinking with your next adventure or challenge? Knowing what we want can be half the battle. So many of us think we know what we want. However, if we don't do the research or find out everything we need to know in order to put our best foot forward with the next step so we can realistically execute, we tend to just percolate or procrastinate or stew, or worse yet, nothing. Why not challenge yourself to put on your calendar 30 minutes to an hour to use to sit and write these things down in a journal about what you want? Next, you'll want to write down how you plan to execute on these goals or overcome challenges. Easier said than done, I know. However, if you never write these things down, how do you really know what the next step is? In this episode of Challenge Accepted with Jonah C., we'll examine the basics of mapping out a plan for life's challenges or goals that you'd like to obtain and how to get unstuck so that you can execute on how you can get to the next step. If you're ready to continue on your journey, stick around to see what nuggets you can take away from this show and, of course, others to get you started on your journey, or to propel you forward with new information that can help you with that. Are you ready? I'm Jonah. I'm your person. Let's get to it. Have you ever been going throughout your day and something comes to mind that you'd like to achieve or overcome? It could be something big or something smaller that you'd like to achieve. But just minutes later, the thought is gone. You didn't write it down, or you said to yourself you'll write it down as soon as you get home, and you didn't or forgot. Does it mean it wasn't important? Not necessarily. But as we continue in this journey, you'll take away and learn some things that are so important that you have to stop, pause, write it down, do a voice memo, whatever the case might be, so you get what's on your mind in that moment down on paper or a recording. Heck, with technology the way it is, you can probably download a free journal or an app, or simply just do a voice memo on your phone. The point is, as I've mentioned on previous shows, make the choice to make it so important that you stop what you're doing to take care of your business. You can always go back later and do further examination and come up with a plan, but the mere fact that you wrote down or voice memoed that particular idea that gave you positive energy, or you wrote down an antidote or a fix for the challenge that you're going through, you've got to write it down, because it could be weeks before you remember that again, if you ever remember it at all. There are so many components to help you achieve your goal or overcome challenges. In previous shows, I demonstrate some helpful tips to get things done. Now, the same will be said about future shows. I will be doing the same thing. One way to do that, and I'm happy to announce, I have my first guest joining me in the near future. It's my son. In his short 22 years of life, he has achieved quite a bit as I see it. It will help to get a different perspective outside of my own on how he has met or exceeded his own goals. I will announce more when he and I get a date on the calendar, but I'm super excited for all of you to meet my son, Zach. For now, I'd like to present to you 7 components that may help you, my new friend, get to a place of action toward your goals and your challenges. Now, one of the things I want to share before I list the components is these are high level. Each one of these is a chapter in and of itself. In one case, or in a lot of cases, I should say, the first component of self-awareness, many, many books have been written on that. And just that alone. So, like I said, these are high level. I challenge you to do research on each of the components that I share with you, write them down, see what applies to you that works to help achieve your goals or overcome those challenges that are in your life. So what about self-awareness? Well, self-awareness, in my experience and training, is one of the most important and most critical traits that you can have. Self-awareness touches heaps more than just goal setting or figuring out what you want in life. Self-awareness is also present on how others perceive you and what our relationships might look like if we were more self-aware. Think about it. Have you ever had a supervisor that thinks they're a leader but acts like a manager? Because here's the thing. We don't manage people. We lead people how they reasonably want to be led. And how does that supervisor know what I want unless they talk with me, unless they ask me, unless we take a deep dive into what makes me tick? Rather, what they do is they assume. And that's a lack of self-awareness about how one perceives them or what they're doing in their own actions. Like I said, there are many, many books written on this and articles and so forth. So again, I challenge you to look these things up. Let's look at component number 2, reflection and introspection. Taking time to reflect on past experiences, achievements, and failures or opportunities can provide valuable insight on what one truly wants in life. I have found that taking a walk, going down to one of the many lakes we have here in Seattle, Washington, where it's just me and the ducks, the water and the quietness, and it helps me reflect and figure things out. Component number 3, setting goals. Establishing clear and achievable goals can help individuals focus their energy and efforts towards what they truly desire. When professional sports teams get out on the field to play, they don't play to lose or just play. They plan, they train, they strategize, they set in motion tactical plans to win and do it all over again and again and again. They establish clear and achievable tasks to meet those goals. They also have a scoreboard. I'll talk about scoreboard later on in the show when we talk about execution. But these scoreboards are both in the stadium and behind the scenes. And anybody who has ever had any experience with these behind-the-scenes scoreboards knows that there's a whole heck of a lot more than just the scoreboard that's in the field. So the statistics and the averages and all of those things that bring it all together is a plan for a winning strategy. Okay? And that is how we need to set goals, and that is how we need to take on the challenges that we have in our lives. And this for a much more predictable and deliberate outcome. Component number 4, seeking guidance and support. Look, this podcast is part of that process. You might not be able to speak directly to me or answer a question that I'm asking in the show, but certainly you can reach out to me and we can have dialogue, or you can go onto my website, which is almost done being built, and do premium content. And once that all gets set up, I'll go ahead and give out the address and everything. But consulting with mentors, coaches, or therapists, this can provide valuable insight and perspective that can help you clarify your goals and your desires. Look, I'm a firm believer that I can't do this life by myself. I need and want friends and family around me that will hold me accountable and help me celebrate my achievements. Component number 5, taking risks and trying new things. Holy cow, I think this is probably one of the worst ones. Stepping out of one's comfort zone and exploring new opportunities can help individuals discover what they truly want in life as well. Now, have you ever heard of the concept fear of success? That is a real thing. I want to spend a few extra minutes on this topic partly because it is a killer of dreams and goals. The fear of success is known as achievement-phobia or success-phobia. It is a psychological condition where individuals have an intense fear or anxiety about achieving success and accomplishing their goals. This fear can stem from various reasons, such as fear of change. Look, success often brings change, which can be unsettling for some individuals who fear the unknown or are comfortable with their current situation. Fear of expectations. With success comes higher expectations from oneself and others. Some individuals may fear not being able to meet these expectations or fear the pressure that success brings. Fear of failure. Paradoxically, the fear of success can also be linked to the fear of failure. Think about it. Success can bring about new challenges and responsibilities, and the fear of not being able to sustain success or handle these new challenges, that can be very daunting. Fear of judgment. Success can attract attention and scrutiny from others, leading to a fear of judgment, criticism, or even envy from peers or society. Self-doubt. Deep-rooted feelings of self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or low self-esteem can make individuals doubt their worthiness of success, leading to a fear of achieving it. I may talk about imposter syndrome in other parts of the show, but I do invite you to look it up because it is a real thing. Finally, overcoming the fear of success often involves self-reflection, addressing underlying fears or insecurities, setting realistic goals, seeking support from others, and taking gradual steps towards success, or I'd like to call baby steps. Therapy or counseling can also be beneficial for individuals struggling with this. All right, on to component 6. Being open-minded and flexible. Being willing to adapt and change course as needed can help individuals stay true to their desires and goals. We have to be sponges in this process. Put another way, we can't limit ourselves in the information that continues to come our way or that we seek out. If we get stuck or stubborn and are unwilling to be open-minded, we limit our capabilities. Choose not to do that. It's okay to ask opposing questions or be curious. You should. But unnecessary walls or self-imposed roadblocks are dream killers in and of themselves. Finally, component number 7, taking action. Ultimately, taking action towards one's goals and desires is crucial in achieving fulfillment and satisfaction in life. The secrets of executing on goals or challenges are one of the most crucial things you will decide upon. The choices that come along with taking action must be planned and deliberate. As indicated above, taking calculated risk is also essential to achieving success. So, I invite you to take this one very serious. Now, I mentioned execution. So now, I'd like to pivot and talk a little bit about execution, because without execution, this entire process, this podcast, the title of this, what do you want, choices, and everything else that I talk about today, that I talked about in the last few shows, that I will talk about for the rest of the year, none of that matters unless we can execute. So let's do this. I want to talk briefly about the action of execution. Here's the thing. In my own training as a former training facilitator of the 4 Disciplines of Execution, an amazing book written by Chris McChesney, Stephen Covey, and Jim Herling, they write about 4 very compelling disciplines on how to execute on your most wildly important goals. Now, before I continue, I want to point out that all of these shows I do come from my life experiences, professional experiences, my training, observations and learns from others, books, seminars that I've attended. And of course, like I mentioned, my own professional experience of applying these principles and others that I have developed and designed myself. The 4 Disciplines of Execution book is about 12 years old, first published on April 24th, 2012. However, its concepts are very tried and true. They have definitely stood the test of time and I highly recommend this book. One thing to note, however, it is geared in its language towards companies. But with that said, these methods can certainly be applied to one's personal goals and challenges. I won't be going into the whole of the book and all of its methods. I just really wanted to give you a high-level overview as I remember it and taught it. The first discipline is to focus on the wildly important. In a world where so much of what we are trying to achieve is important, we have to determine what is wildly important, also known as WIGs, wildly important goals. The book says, and I'm paraphrasing, we can really only achieve 3 to 5 goals with greatness. Quote, the more you try to do, the less you actually accomplish, end quote. Additionally, quote, WIGs are the goals you must achieve with total excellence beyond the circling priorities of your day to day. And then to succeed, you must be willing to make the hard choices, hear that, choices, that separate what is wildly important from all the many other merely important goals on your radar. Then you must approach that WIG with focus and diligence until it is delivered as promised with excellence, end quote. The book also states, and again, I'm paraphrasing, there are so many important things that are going on towards our goals and life in general, but that unless you conquer your WIGs first, everything else is inconsequential. Basically, nothing else matters. Put another way, we must tackle what is the most important and be relentless about achieving those goals with a challenge-accepted mentality. The third discipline is keep a compelling scoreboard. I mentioned that I would talk about this scoreboard in this part of the show. The book describes making sure that there are ways to keep track of your progress and making sure you're looking at it often and updating it. Your scoreboard should be able to tell you where you've been, where you are, and quote, where you should be, end quote. Here's an example that is used in the training. Have you ever watched a sporting event and you want to see who's winning? Well, of course you have. If you're trying to achieve goals or overcome challenges, why wouldn't you have something to track your progress? Well, many people don't. So it sometimes feels like we're wandering around a hot desert with no water or end in sight. We must keep track or score so we know where we've been, where we're at, and to make sure we're on the right path toward our goals. The fourth discipline speaks to creating a cadence of accountability. The book says, and I quote, accountability means making personal commitments to the entire team to move the scores forward, and then following through in a disciplined way. Discipline 4 brings the team members all together, and that is why it encompasses the other disciplines, end quote. Another way to think about this is to refer to the second show about choice. We must choose to hold ourselves accountable, and if possible, surround ourselves with others that will hold us accountable to our goals or to overcome the challenges. This is a healthy approach to executing even on the smallest tasks that help us move forward towards success. Look, I want to overemphasize something I said earlier in the show. Anybody that knows me or has worked with me or I've mentored or I've mentored me has heard me say, I cannot do this life by myself. There's just no way. By the way, I am completely okay with that. I must have people in my life to learn from, be held accountable by, and I get to do the same with them. But it's healthy. It's productive. I think it builds character and so much more. I wish I could read the entire book of the four disciplines of execution to you. However, that's not the purpose of this show. More importantly, I do invite you to take a look at the book and see what you can pull from that book, because it is a very compelling book. And I've had it in my mind for all this time, and it has helped me overcome challenges and achieve goals as well. My hope for you is that you are able to take the 7 components and the methods and importance of taking the discipline of execution seriously. If we ultimately do not execute on our goals or challenges, what's the point? Basically, all of this is for nothing. Therefore, I want to make a handful of commitments to you. I will lead by example. I also have goals that I want to achieve. I will probably share some of those goals from time to time so that you can track my progress and hold me accountable as well. Look, my actions may serve as a source of inspiration for you. Also important, the stories that you have shared with me so far have also inspired me as well. This is part of the reason why I share personal experiences. Also, to show that just because you're listening to me on my podcast, your podcast, doesn't mean that I also don't make mistakes or still have a lot to learn in life. So together, we can do this. For those that write in through Instagram or YouTube or wherever you reach me, or if you subscribe to premium content through my website, which is almost done, I will take the time to listen. I will seek to understand your goals and your challenges and see what motivates you. I want to show genuine interest and help provide clarity. I will continue to seek to understand before inadvertently coming to a conclusion of what it is that's happening or what you need. I will provide support, offer encouragement, guidance, wherever you need it. I want to also be there to celebrate with you your successes and listen to your successes. And probably equally as important, provide reassurance during setbacks. I want to encourage a growth mindset. I believe it is extremely important to adopt that growth mindset by emphasizing the power of perseverance, learning from your failures or opportunities, and embracing challenges as opportunities for growth, and hopefully convert all of you to a challenge accepted mindset. Through this podcast, I also want to assist you in setting realistic and achievable goals. Break down big goals into smaller goals, manageable steps to avoid feeling overwhelmed. Like I said, I like to call those baby steps. I also want to celebrate progress. Acknowledging and celebrating every small win along the way is equally as important as celebrating at the end. Positive reinforcement can also help maintain motivation and momentum. So you're never really going to hear me be negative or condescending on these podcasts. It's not who I am. It's not what the show is about. And so expect that. One thing that I have not mentioned in the entire show is this. If you really want to have more meaning in your life, consider being available to others who are also trying to achieve their own goals or overcome their own challenges. You can use the model of commitment that I just shared with you to be a good support to someone else whilst you sail on your own journey. It's all about the balance between your own goals and others that you support. I also want you to know that all of this comes from a place of happiness for you and wanting to be better for tomorrow. I may not know most of you, but I care about you so much. I love people from all walks of life. I believe I have something to offer. I believe you have something to offer to me. So thank you for continuing to sail with me on this journey together. Look, if you want to support the show in any way, please follow, like, subscribe, share, and or rate directly on your favorite podcast directory, Apple, Spotify, iHeart. I think I'm on all of them at this point. And on my social media sites like Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. I just added LinkedIn, by the way. You can also subscribe to my YouTube channel. I think I mentioned that already. You can find all the sites by searching the whole name of the show, Challenge Accepted with Jonah C. Love to you all. Well, here we are at the end of the show. If or when you're faced with adversity, when you want more, when the world is against you, when you have an uphill battle, what are you going to think? What are you going to do? How will you stay sharp? What will you choose? What will you decide? Will you crumble under pressure? Will you cave to the naysayers? Will you choose negativity? Or will you say, challenge accepted. I've got this. I want this. I will do this. My message to you is, you've got this, okay? You've got this, my friend. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for coming back. Have a great week.